Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett, honored to have you join me again this week. It was in the news this past week. Dr. Death, Anthony Fauci, made an appearance before Congress, even with an auto pen pardon from Joe Biden. He defiantly refused to answer any questions from anybody from Congress. Now, mainly this was going over his diary that Rand Paul and his researchers were able to uncover during the COVID era, when Fauci was gaining fame and fortune and he was everybody's doctor. He was so good. He was such a saint. He was so concerned about everybody's health. Oh, what a hoax that the controlled media pulled on everybody. I have talked about Anthony Fauci in the past numerous times, especially during the scamdemic. But with his smug attitude, and I probably would have been, because Congress, I think, wastes more time than doing the job that they were elected to do. But he has a pardon, and they want to ask him questions about why he said certain things, and then why in his diaries it's something else. That's going to be part of today's program, but there is so much darkness, so much evil that Anthony Fauci represents. You'll hear me call him Anthony Fauci. You'll hear me call him Fraudchi. Other than this title, I refuse to call him Doctor, because he is Dr. Death. He poisoned kids, dogs, and America during his reign at the National Institute of Health. That's what we're going to cover today. Oh, Anthony, what a tangled web we weave. And it is vile. It is heinous. You know, I'm still getting comments from Leslie's program about animal testing. And that was kind of where I was going with Fauci, because not a lot of people realized how much taxpayer money he spent abusing dogs, beagles in particular. And that's where I was headed. I was going to do an animal program and call it part two. But after his debacle at the Senate and all of the things that I have gathered over the years on this nasty human being, I am going to go towards exposing even more of the heinous actions that Anthony Fauci has perpetrated. I have a CBS News article from May 4th, 2005. And it talks about government-funded researchers testing the AIDS drugs on hundreds, nay, thousands, of foster children. I had heard and I had seen the documentary that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had referenced in earlier interviews about the number of children in New York who were foster kids. Now, were their mothers drug users? Maybe. Did they have HIV or AIDS? Maybe. But they were guinea pigs as far as Fauci was concerned. And they did this research on these foster children without giving them a basic protection that is afforded them by federal law. The research was funded by the National Institutes of Health, and it spanned the country. It was the most widespread during the 1990s because of AIDS, and foster care agencies sought treatment for their HIV-infected children. And by doing this lab experiment on these foster kids, they at least received some care from these researchers. But it also exposed how vulnerable a population these foster children are when it comes to medical research and drugs that are known to have serious side effects. They had no clue how bad the kids were going to react to these drugs. The foster children ranged in age from infant to late teen. There were several studies that enlisted foster children, reported them suffering side effects such as rashes, vomiting, sharp drops in infection-fighting blood cells. And they just kept pushing these drugs on these kids. In one study, researchers reported a disturbing higher death rate among children who took higher doses of a drug. That study was unable to determine a safe and effective dosage. They treated these children like they treat, well, they used to treat, they still do, I guess, the Beagles. Give them a high dose and see if they die. If not, give the next one over a higher dose and see if they die. Oh, and then let's cut them open and check out their organs to see what failed. These are human beings. These are children that they were using as lab rats. And controlled media didn't report this. I don't remember anything coming out in the 90s about foster children being used as guinea pigs. The BBC, I think, did a documentary on it. But that was the British Broadcasting Company. Who's to say that it ever made it over on this side of the pond? But if it did, I missed it. But it doesn't make this any more palatable, finding out 21 years later that they were using these foster kids as guinea pigs. Officials estimated 5 to 10% of the 13,878 children who were enrolled in pediatric AIDS studies funded by the NIH were in foster care. 5 to 10% of over almost 14,000 kids. I wonder if that number is not doctored. Many of the studies enrolled foster children occurred after 1990 when the government approved using the drug AZT. The NIH did not track researchers to determine if they appointed advocates for these children. Instead, the decision was left to medical review boards made up of volunteers at each study site. Many of these studies were phase one and phase two, which is the most risky of experiments, drug trials, whatever you want to call them. Because they're trying to determine the side effects and the dosage amount that can safely be given to these children. These are adult cocktails that they're giving these kids, and they're trying to reduce, I guess, they're trying to minimize the potency somewhat so these young bodies can handle it. But until somebody dies, how are they going to know? I mean, they're just lab rats, right? Golly, this is, it's making me nauseous. New York City officials defended the decision, which enlisted these foster children en masse, saying there was a crisis in the early 1990s and research provided the best treatment possible. It was a crisis. So let's just kill off couple hundred, maybe 1,000 kids because, well, they're expendable. They're orphans. And we got to stop this HIV/AIDS epidemic that's being unleashed on our country. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about this program.
Tony Fauci made sure that none of those kids had guardians, which is illegal. And then he hid what he was doing from the boards. He took foster homes in 6 states and he turned them over to the pharmaceutical industry. He made sure that the people who were running those foster homes were not even, did not even have medical training. Most of them were immigrants who came from the Dominican Republic. They knew nothing about medicine or responsibilities, and they were sickened when they realized slowly what they were involved in doing to these children, that they were torturing these children. And you know, there's videos of these children, an old BBC documentary that will make you cry. I promise you, you cannot look at these without weeping. They're, you know, one of these kids, a 12-year-old who's trying to protect the 8-year-old, and he has a tube in his stomach. And he's telling them, you know, I tried to fight them, and this is what they do if you fight them. You can't fight them. You need to just take the drugs. And the kids didn't want to take them because the drugs were making them horribly sick. And Celia Farber, who's this amazing researcher, she actually went up to Hawthorne, New York, to the Gates of Heaven Cemetery. She found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of the corpses of these children who died in his illegal experiments. She found an open pit. It was actually covered by a astroturf carpet. She opened the astroturf carpet and she saw hundreds and hundreds of tiny little coffins stacked haphazardly upon each other, because these are children who have no parents and nobody was there to protect them. And Tony Fauci treated them as collateral damage. And, you know, his objective was to enlarge the markets for these pharmaceutical companies who he had partnered with by allowing HIV, these toxic chemotherapy drugs, to be given to children.
I also came across a video report by Pearson Sharp with One America News. If you don't go to One America News Network's webpage, I urge you to go there and get some honest reporting. Pearson does an outstanding job talking about the kids as well as what's going on with the Beagles. Listen to this.
Under Anthony Fauci's supervision, his organization, the NIH, has carried out some of the most terrifying, inhumane experiments on humans and animals in our nation's history.
I was deeply involved in the scientific and public health response to several infectious diseases outbreaks, including HIV/AIDS.
What he really means is that his agency experimented on orphaned black children by injecting them with untested toxic drugs that caused severe side effects, including death. Back in the 80s and 90s, the NIH, under Fauci's direction, tested experimental AIDS drugs on hundreds of foster children. The drugs were given to the children without their consent, without proper protocols, and without having parents or guardians to watch over the children. All in violation of the law. But kids weren't Fauci's only victims, because his division of the NIH also carried out untold experiments torturing beagle puppies. Researchers funded by Fauci locked the beagles' heads in cages and then infected them with disease-causing parasites to test an experimental drug on them. Naturally, the dogs barked and yelped in pain, but apparently that got annoying for the researchers who were torturing them, so they cut them open and removed their vocal cords.
I know this is very disturbing, but this is painting the picture of how vile and evil Fauci is. Now, Fauci's department was the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, or NIAID. Fauci spent $1.68 million on unnecessary research that killed dozens of these beagle puppies. This is a report from 2021 from the Daily Caller. Dylan Houseman wrote this. Between October 2018 and February 2019, researchers at SRI International force-fed or injected 44 beagle puppies from 6 to 8 months of age with an experimental drug before killing and dissecting them. This research, deemed unnecessary by the Food and Drug Administration, is what cost us almost $1.7 million, taxpayer money. The FDA has stated, quote, "It does not mandate that human drugs be studied on dogs." But yet we continue. The NIH funded an experiment at Kansas State University. That was one of the schools that Leslie read off on her program, which involved hundreds of ticks feasting on puppies injected with a mutant bacteria. NIAID, led by Fauci, gave the school $536,000 plus for this project. This experiment involved injecting beagle puppies with a mutant bacteria and subsequently allowing up to 250 ticks to feast on each of the puppies, sucking their blood for up to a week. A 2020 paper based on the experiment's findings reported that research bought 18 six-month-old beagles from a commercial breeder. The researchers created a mutant strain of the bacteria Ehrlichia chaffeensis, sorry about the pronunciation, in a laboratory and infected the beagles with it. The bacteria can cause fever, respiratory distress, weight loss, bleeding disorders, neurological disturbances, anemia, bleeding, lameness, and eye problems in dogs. And after they were infected with this bacteria, they allowed these ticks to feast on these puppies to see if the ticks would take up the mutated versions of the bacteria. It's too strange to be a lie, right? So we infect these puppies, we let ticks feast on them for a week, and we want to see if this bacteria that we created, gain of function, will transfer from the beagle's blood over to the ticks, and can the ticks give it to something else? That's basically what this is. We are playing God with these animals. The puppies had their blood tested twice a week for 2 months, and then they were killed. Taxpayers have spent over $5.6 million on this experiment. And Fauci's NIAID confirmed allegations that it paid experimenters in Tunisia to conduct sandfly experiments on beagles, that it conducted painful sandfly experiments on dogs and didn't provide pain relief, that it bankrolled ongoing biting fly experiments on beagles in Georgia and paid for puppies to be debarked, having their vocal cords removed, poisoned and killed in drug tests. This is our federal government, and it's the National Institutes of Health. How is all of this making us a healthier country? We are doing gain-of-function research. We're not being good stewards of this earth, are we? Here's another one from the Washington Free Beacon, May 23rd, 2022, by Adam Credo. NIAID allocated $1,836,454 in taxpayer money for a contractor to test an experimental hay fever drug on mice, rats, and dogs, which included puppies. Now, through the Freedom of Information Act, The documents, which were highly redacted, of course they would be. The documents show that the division requested at least 5 separate experiments on dogs that are likely to include force-feeding them experimental drugs for several months. The contractor conducting the test is Immunocorp. They said guinea pigs could be used in place of dogs for some testing. Well, I'm not a fan of abusing guinea pigs either. I think there are other things. Nancy Mace, representative from South Carolina, spearheaded the PAW Act, P-A-A-W Act, and investigated the NIH for its animal experiments. Ms. Mace said, quote, "Americans across the political spectrum have been horrified to learn their tax dollars are being used to subsidize NIAID's barbaric experiments on beagle puppies. I'm proud to be leading the bipartisan PAW Act to ensure taxpayer money is not used to support outdated, unnecessary, and cruel experiments on dogs." What would possess an individual to care so little about creatures that God has created to do everything in their power to destroy them? Now, you heard Pearson Sharp say that they would cut out their vocal box, their vocal cords, so they couldn't bark because they got tired of hearing their cries of anguish. How heartless do you have to be to do that? Now, I know that we reported a couple weeks ago that they picked beagle puppies and beagles in general because of their demeanor. They trust and love everybody, even somebody that is abusing them. They are loyal to a fault. But to debark a harmless dog that you're abusing is heartless, gutless, and it just makes me sick to my stomach. But Nancy Mace was upset by it. Joni Ernst from Iowa actually sent a letter to Anthony Fauci. It was dated June 2nd, 2022. I'm actually looking at a copy of this letter. She wrote, quote, "Dear," I'm not going to use the word, and then Fauci, "I am writing with concerns and questions about yet another report that your agency is spending millions of taxpayer dollars for wasteful drug testing on dogs. According to media reports and documents released through the Freedom of Information Act, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has awarded an exorbitant $1.8 million contract for a series of tests on dogs and other animals to evaluate an experimental drug developed by a private biotechnology company to treat hay fever." Now, I'm going to stop there. What are the symptoms of having hay fever? Runny nose, watery eyes. A lot of people are affected by hay fever. Leslie is one of them. But how many people are calling for drug companies to destroy dogs, beagles in particular, to cure hay fever? I can't say very many would. The juice isn't worth the squeeze, as they say. I continue. "I understand that at least 5 different NIAID-funded tests on dogs, including puppies as young as 6 months old, are planned for this drug and will involve invasive, painful, and potentially deadly procedures. This taxpayer-funded dog testing commissioned by NIAID appears to be unnecessary. Additionally, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has stated, quote, the FDA does not mandate that human drugs be studied on dogs, close quote. Ms. Ernst continues, in light of these concerns, I request the following information. Please list all dog tests proposed under the contract, including the following details. test name and description, number of dogs scheduled to be used, USDA pain category, cost to taxpayers. Will any funding be provided from private sources? What percentage of the funds for these experiments will be provided by NIAID? Will any funding for these tests be provided to labs in China? What would the cost be to taxpayers if a non-animal testing model was used? And lastly, the FDA has stated dog testing is not mandated for human drugs. Did NIAID consult with the FDA to specifically discuss whether dog testing was required? Did NIAID propose the use of any alternatives to dog or other animal testing? I look forward to your response by June 16, 2022. I didn't bother to go look to see if Fauci had responded or not. They continually hide information. This is our federal government. Sandra and I have talked about the fact they have experimented on Americans with poisons just to see our reactions. This is ludicrous. So if humans, and the foster children notwithstanding, but humans, like they sprayed San Francisco with some toxin as an experiment to see what kind of reaction the humans would have. They had the Tuskegee experiment with those airmen. They gave them syphilis, and then they wouldn't treat them. They wanted to see what the symptoms would be and how long it would be before they died, I guess. But this is our federal government that has poisoned us, filled us with toxins, locked us down, made us wear masks, well, those sheeple that did, forced the jab on a number of people. And what is wrong with this country that nobody is standing up and screaming from the rooftops that we've had enough? How do we continually allow the federal government and all of these alphabet agencies to get away with poisoning us, killing us, marginalizing us? When is it going to be enough before we stand up and say, that's it? Put our foot down and say, that's it. A number of people are upset because they tested on dogs, beagles in particular. But where was the outrage when people started finding out about the orphan children that were killed by these drug experiments? The silence is deafening. And Fauci, we're going to get to him in the second half. But the things that he felt were more important than your health or mine is unfathomable. I saw a video, Julia Roberts, the one who played Erin Brockovich, the woman who fought PG&E, made a movie. Oh, yeah, she was an activist looking out for the betterment of humanity. She had a podcast, and Anthony Fauci came on, and she was gobsmacked and starstruck, and she was so excited. The nation's doctor was on her podcast. It's enough to make you sick, because the hero worship of this villain boggles the mind. I'm going to tell you about the real Anthony Fauci, how to get a copy of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s book on the other side. I want to thank you for giving me some of your time. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a brief pause, and when I come back, we're going to dive right back in. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. I have to tell you about this outstanding book written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. entitled The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. As director of the NIAID, Anthony Fauci dispenses $6.1 billion in annual taxpayer-provided funding for scientific research. This allows him to dictate the subject, content, and outcome of scientific health research around the globe. Fauci uses the financial clout at his disposal to wield extraordinary influence over hospitals, universities, journals, and thousands of influential doctors and scientists whose careers and institutions he has the power to ruin, advance, or reward. During more than a year of painstaking and meticulous research, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. unearthed a shocking story that obliterates media spin on Anthony Fauci. And it will alarm every American. Doesn't matter your political affiliation. Every American who cares about our democracy, our Constitution, and the future of our children's health. The real Anthony Fauci reveals how America's doctor launched his career during the early AIDS crisis by partnering with pharmaceutical companies to sabotage safe and effective off-patent therapeutic treatments for AIDS. Fauci orchestrated fraudulent studies and then pressured U.S. FDA regulators into approving a deadly chemotherapy treatment he had good reason to know was worthless against AIDS. Fauci repeatedly violated federal laws to allow his pharma partners to use impoverished and dark-skinned children as lab rats in deadly experiments with toxic AIDS and cancer chemotherapies. In early 2000, Fauci shook hands with Bill Gates in the library of Gates's $147 million Seattle mansion. This cemented a partnership that would aim to control an increasingly profitable $60 billion global vaccine enterprise with unlimited growth potential. Through funding leverage and carefully cultivated personal relationships with heads of state and leading media and social media institutions, the Pharma Fauci Gates Alliance exercises dominion over global health policy. The real Anthony Fauci details how Fauci, Gates, and their cohorts use their control of media outlets, scientific journals, key government and quasi-governmental agencies, global intelligence agencies, and influential scientists and physicians to flood the public with fearful propaganda about COVID-19 virulence and pathogenesis, as well as muzzling debate and ruthlessly censoring dissent. This is a 480-page hardcover book. We're only asking $32. Please add $6 shipping and handling. That will make your total $38. You can order your copy by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for this book right there on the main page. Click on it, put in your name, address, charge card, select a shipping method, hit submit, we'll get it and get it coming to you. Now, if you care to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. Okay, now let's return to our regular program. Today we are talking about Dr. Death poisoned kids, dogs, and America. You know, the only way that Fauci could get away with the shenanigans and the heinous activities that he has pulled is through building his relationship with controlled media. In an article posted on Gateway Pundit, April 5, 2022, Cassandra McDonald was the author. She wrote about breaking the story that Fauci's NIAID had spent $375,000 of taxpayer money for these abusive experiments in Tunisia. Fauci's fan club in the media immediately sprung into action to do damage control for their icon. In particular, Beth Reinhart and Dana Milbank of the Washington Post. The published study originally listed funding from NIAID in its financial disclosure, as it's supposed to do, legally bound. But once the story went viral, NIAID issued a statement denying it funded this controversial experiment. The article was even edited to say that NIAID did not provide any funding for this research. And during their debunking research, Reinhart had written to the author of the study saying she's reporting on a, quote, massive disinformation campaign that is being waged against Anthony Fauci, close quote. The Post branded the Gateway Pundit as peddlers of disinformation. Based on Reinhart and Milbank's work in the Washington Post, PolitiFact, USA Today, Snopes, FactCheck.org, Media Matters, and others parroted the claim that the NIAID did not fund this study. Now, thanks to a Freedom of Information request, the application confirms the agency did indeed fund an experiment in which sedated dogs were placed in cages full of sandflies. The records also reveal that the project was significantly delayed because the U.S. State Department had concerns about the dog research in Tunisia. Well, of course, the Washington Post, at that time a Fisher app, decided that they were going to run interference for St. Anthony. He was America's physician. Oh, boy. Well, Mark Halperin has a program entitled Next Up with Mark Halperin, and he talks about Fauci's relationship with the media.
Brian Stelter, the media critic for CNN, never misses an opportunity to protect liberals, never misses an opportunity to not do his job. This media story is incredible because in addition to fawning over the press, Fauci writes in his diary about hanging out with reporters, including Brian Stelter's colleague, Jake Tapper, about how close they were, says they're becoming friends with Jake Tapper, about Tapper then interviewing a guy who he says he's friends with. He says Tapper trashed Trump to him. Don't know if that's true or not, but he writes it in his diary. So Brian Stelter, in writing about the diary, instead of saying there's a massive press story here about the relationship between this guy and the media and how he was covered, and now a U.S. senator is raising questions about it, here's what Brian Stelter writes. While MAGA media ridicules Fauci's quote-unquote obsession with fame, you don't need the quotes, ladies and gentlemen. Fauci, the diary entries read more like someone documenting the objectively wild speed at which a government immunologist inevitably became internationally famous. This is such an outrageous sentence. But the story, if I were a media critic, my story would be this guy's relationship with the media allowed him to get away with behavior that a United States investigative senator says was outrageous and potentially in violation of the law. And it does not read like someone documenting the objectively wild speed. It did happen at a wild speed. But he's not documenting it. He is luxuriating in a level of fame that I still can't fathom he did. There's new audio of Joe Biden showing that way back, well before he ran for president the first time, he had cognitive decline in the context of taking classified information from the White House. The media attempted to cover up Joe Biden's mental acuity decline. They failed because it was so obvious. In this case, they're still attempting to hold Dr. Fauci blameless for the errors he made and allegedly made, some he made, some we'll see, by continuing to fawn over him, by continuing to hold him blameless.
Holding Fauci blameless they have, like I said, Julia Roberts just went Google-eyed over having Fauci on her podcast. He was on with Joe Scarborough, the Morning Joe. I think that was MSDNC. Listen to what Joe has to say about Anthony Fauci.
Anthony Fauci, American hero.
American hero. Yeah, Anthony Fauci, the American hero. He is a criminal. Brittany Hopper was a reporter with CBS. And she started questioning Fauci and what he was saying. And well, listen to what Ms. Hopper had to say.
I remember questioning what he was doing. And I got in trouble and pulled off air for a couple of days because I started questioning him. You know, you weren't supposed to question the agenda and the narrative at that point.
You remember the disinformation and misinformation that was being spewed out there, trying to squash anybody that was telling the truth about the scamdemic. This was part of the agenda. And she paid by losing, she was pulled off the air for a couple of days. She says she did apologize and they let her back on. How is media going to inform you if they're controlled? How about that? Well, did you know that Bill Gates had a Department of Energy Q security clearance for 7 years? Yeah. From June 11, 2014 until December 6, 2021, a DOE, Department of Energy Q security clearance permits access to top secret restricted data of the U.S. government. In April of 2020, Bill Gates requested Fauci's feedback on a memo titled Pandemic One, the first modern pandemic. In January 2022, Gates asked Fauci to edit his book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic, before it was sent to publisher. Fauci wrote, quote, I gave the manuscript in close confidence to a trusted colleague who destroyed it after reading it. His name is Dr. David Morenz. DARPA gave the Gates Foundation a private briefing on four military biological threat programs, May 3, 2022. On October 8, 2021, after announcing his resignation, Francis Collins, the head of the NIH, wrote, quote, It has been a privilege to work with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation over these 12 years, and I am glad to have had the chance to bring our global health efforts even closer together than ever. Well, Bill Gates was on, and he talked about how Anthony Fauci is getting blamed, and Fauci reiterates that Bill Gates is right. And here, listen to this.
Both myself and Dr. Fauci have featured in conspiracy theories. You know, like one says that Dr. Fauci is trying to make money off of these vaccines. It's pretty stunning that the infection rate and death rate in minorities has been over twice as high. It's partly multi-generational households. It's partly job occupation. You know, it may have been the ability to communicate health messages in to those households. I'm stunned at that.
Well, he's absolutely 100% correct. I mean, the conspiracy theories are really very detrimental to getting a good public health measure uniformly accepted throughout the country. And that's one of the real problems we've had in this country. We live in such a divisive society that when you have public health issues become politicized and you have such diametrically opposed opinions of that, it's just really extremely unfortunate because it hinders our ability to respond. I mean, talking about it being a hoax, it's not a hoax. It's killed 430,000+ people. No, Bill Gates is not putting chips into the vaccine so that what injects into you, we could follow you around. I mean, come on, let's get serious about that. But the point that Bill made, and he articulated it very well, is that there is this disparity in inequity now and has been in our society. It's something in the long range, if we get this taken care of and behind us, let us remember and not forget the disparities in health that we have to address, because it's going to take a decade-long effort to do it.
He is the most hypocritical, lying cur that has been my displeasure to watch. He is the mastermind behind our United States response to the scamdemic. But by releasing the diaries, Rand Paul had them, and he released it, and it shows how hypocritical, how lying, and how arrogant Fauci really is. Fauci saved clippings about how America was thirsty for him. He was more concerned with his reputation and social media clout than actual science. His diary entries make it clear he didn't care about the science, but he did care about his own ego, how he could advance his own wealth and his agenda. Lives were irreversibly damaged by his actions. Our economy was damaged by his actions. Fauci should be made to answer for all this and held accountable for the damage he has done to countless people. But in his arrogance, Anthony Fauci will tell you,
you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you are attacking science. Science and the truth are being attacked.
He is science. Fauci has always said he is science. I am science. And you're attacking science when you attack me. Rand Paul released over 1,000 pages of this diary or journal. It covers December 2019 to December 2022. The entries include notes on COVID cases, deaths, alongside Fauci's tracking of media coverage of himself, interactions with Trump administration officials, journalists, celebrities, and private thoughts that some critics say conflicted with public statements. If you have watched controlled media lately, you have seen they have covered this diary story about as much as they did the laptop of Hunter Biden. Their mission is to undermine the economy and reduce the chances of Trump winning the re-election in 2020. Think about that. January 26, 2020, Fauci writes in his diary, quote, "Now we know the market was not the source, it was the amplifier," close quote. So he's talking about the wet market. He knows in his private notes that the wet market was not the hub of where this scamdemic started. He knew that it was a Chinese lab leak, but he never told the public. On February 1, 2020, the call that produced the proximal origin, 12 scientists, only two concluded that this was natural. Per Fauci's own notes, quote, "The rest felt that deliberate insertion was possible," close quote. Scientists knew this had been made in a laboratory. On February 3, 2020, Fauci calls George Gao, head of China's CDC. Gao confirms asymptomatic people transmit. Fauci writes that Wuhan health officials, quote, "did not tell him this, and he thus gave out false information," close quote. This was biological warfare aided and abetted by Anthony Fauci. On February 12, 2020, Fauci talked about briefing four congressional delegations in one day. And in his diary, he bragged that he caused the stock market to fall by 3,000 points, the biggest single-day drop ever. Does that mean that their plan was to crash the world economy on behalf of Red China? To sweep the first Trump presidency into the dustbin of history? You have to wonder. The media aided and abetted this malpractice. Andrew Cuomo was the governor of New York. Other Democrat governors, along with Andrew, sent COVID patients to nursing homes where they infected the elderly and the feeble. Cuomo alone killed 15,000 patients. To further pump up the numbers, Johns Hopkins counted people who died with COVID and not from. I talked about a motorcyclist who tested negative, but they claimed that he died from not his motorcycle accident, but from the Rona. Health officials gave hospitals an incentive to pump up the numbers by paying them for extra COVID patients. Fauci and friends would cash in on the vaccine. But first, they had to sabotage the two drugs that were already available. Can you remember those? I do. Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Robert Kennedy Jr. dropped the ultimate truth bomb when he said, quote, they had to destroy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because if they had acknowledged it was effective in anybody, the whole $200 billion vaccine enterprise would have collapsed. Fact. Do you remember when Trump got the Rona and he called hydroxychloroquine the wonder drug, the miracle cure? Oh, the news couldn't report on that. They started calling ivermectin a horse paste for worms, deworming. Oh, they did everything. They did their level best to hide all this. Fox News tweeted, quote, Fauci's private diary reveals he estimated COVID-19's case fatality rate at 0.2 to 0.3% in February 2020. Weeks later, he told Congress under oath the virus had a higher mortality rate. The media stands tall against reporting the news about this diary. Fox reported about it, and they reported that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MS Now did not mention the diaries on air from their release through Monday morning talk shows, including flagship morning, evening programs, and Sunday talk shows. Social media commentary and reports noted similar silence from outlets like the AP, Washington Post, New York Times, and U.S. Today. CBS finally broke their silence, tweeting, quote, Diary entries by Dr. Anthony Fauci are shedding light on his soaring notoriety during the COVID epidemic. The documents released by Republican Senator Rand Paul include Fauci's reflections about being invited to A-list parties, but also some uncertainty about the origin of COVID. So they're spinning this information. You want to talk about disinformation agents? There you go. But the spin is Fauci's got a big ego. He's not a pathological liar or a sociopathic narcissist. But Victor Davis Hanson, loved this guy. He didn't mince words. He said, quote, the Fauci files reveal not just a sociopathic narcissist, but also a pathological schizophrenic. Woof. Go, Mr. Hanson. Love his reports. Fauci used his massive government agency and sycophantic media to promote his always fluid narratives by punishing enemies and rewarding friends. If you recall, he was obsessed with getting rid of White House COVID advisor Scott Atlas. If Trump had put him in charge of this, I don't know that we would have had this many problems. But Fauci also demonized Jay Bhattacharya, Sunetra Gupta, Martin Kulldorff, because they questioned Fauci's party line. They didn't toe the line. Penguin Books, owned by a German company, gave Fauci an advance of $5 million. This is 10 times the actual royalties due to him for the 95,000 copies that have sold. Book advances are the way globalists buy off crooks. On August 7th, 2021, Fauci wrote in his diary, quote, Governor DeSantis is a complete disgrace. He is blocking the local authorities from mandating masks in various locations, including schools, close quote. 5 years later, Ron DeSantis tweeted, quote, Badge of honor. Proud to have blocked local governments from enforcing Faucian edicts on their citizens. Outstanding. What does Marjorie Taylor Greene think about Anthony Fauci?
Fauci belongs in prison. He should be tried for mass murder, and he should be tried for crimes against humanity. That's how I feel after that hearing.
Wow. Crimes against humanity. I agree with you, MTG. Senator Rick Scott is a Republican from Florida. He was on Fox News, and this is what he had to say.
You lied to hundreds of millions of people amid the worst public health crisis in a century. You failed to follow your own guidance. You force people to watch their loved ones die alone over the phone. It's disgusting. You destroyed the federal government's credibility when it comes to public health. We have entire generations of Americans who, rightfully so, do not trust our institution to keep people safe because of you. This has destroyed decades of progress and lifetimes of work because you wanted to fuel your own ego and be the center of attention. What would you do differently knowing what you know today, Dr. Fauci?
What would he do different? Well, I got an idea.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
So Rand Paul posted on Twitter or X the diary. He had a long line of posts that were all interconnected. Senator Paul wrote, quote, while publicly posturing as a champion of science, he was privately directing his staff to destroy federal records. This is a blatant violation, a betrayal of the public trust, and further proof that Fauci engaged in a cover-up from the very beginning of the pandemic. In testimony before the House Oversight Committee on March 11, 2020, Fauci told lawmakers, the stated mortality over all of this when you look at all the data, including China, is about 3%. It first started off as 2 and 3. But in his diary, he said it was 0.2, 0.3. Oh, but you don't sell vaccines and you don't get rich and you don't get famous. What do you have to say about that, Fauci?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Exactly. So on page 19 of the document, Fauci wrote in reference to former CDC Director Tom Frieden, quote, he and I are on the same page in thinking that this is acting like a bad influenza in its transmissibility, and the denominator is much greater than 34,867, making the case fatality rate more like 0.2 to 0.3% rather than 2%. Liar. But even with this information in his diary, he told himself the truth. He didn't tell anybody else the truth, but he proceeded to shut down small businesses, killing millions of jobs. What do you think about that?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
You stunted the education of millions of school students.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
OSHA has done studies showing that face masks are detrimental to the health of the worker, yet you wanted babies and all Americans to wear face masks.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Anthony, I had to watch a funeral for a dear friend of mine because we were not allowed to congregate. But there were hundreds of thousands of Americans who were forced to die alone. What say you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
You lied about the origins of this disease, knowing that you were funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Anthony Fauci destroyed lives based on rules he knew were not necessary. This man deserves to be in prison orange and put away for the rest of his days. This is inexcusable. I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me an hour of your time. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.